Today, as we kick off Operation Christmas Child, forgive me because I live, sleep, breathe OCC. And you're probably going to hear, you know, why this is so. In life, you know, we have, God wants us not to live aimlessly. Many years ago, Henry Blackaby encouraged believers. He says, hey, you know, if you're in doubt as to what to do, you know, just look and see where God is moving and then just join him. Okay? Simply said, just look where God is moving and join him. And 12 years ago when I relocated to the United States, after a couple years of prayer, you know, I said, Lord, I want to be part of something where young people are nurtured. That group, you know, they say, you know, until you're about 14, 15, that age group, I want to be part of something that pours into people in that age group. And I started that prayer. This was in 2011. I want to be part of something. I thought maybe I got to go start something. I had no clue about Operation Christmas Child. I knew of Samaritan's Purse for many, many years. But 12 years ago when I arrived to stay permanently in the United States, it was just about this time, and the church I attended, somebody came up and waved a shoebox and said, it's shoebox time. And I was like, what? I'd never heard of anything like this before. And probably that's the same for some of you here today. Oh, well, never heard of this before. But they waved the box, and just like Danielle did, explained just how we could get involved. And we were just trying to figure out, Lord, what is it that you want to do in our lives? But we could pack a couple of shoeboxes. And we did. And it started an incredible journey for me. I want to thank, as I get started, this church, Grace Gospel Church, for being a solid partner in the ministry. But I also want to thank Pastor Patrick. I also want to thank Danielle for their faithfulness. And we know that this church serves as the face of Operation Christmas Child during National Collection Week. My dear brother Fred, you know, Frederick is the one that heads this operation up right here. Thank you. You see, Operation Christmas Child gives us an opportunity to share the gospel. The last song we sung was Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. Listen, and that sums up all that we do. God has made a way for us, an incredible way he's made for us. And it's selfish if we just want to walk alone. My purpose is to carry as many as I can with me. This way that he is created, it's an incredible way. Promise keeper, oh my gosh. How many of us, our lives were without hope before we came to Jesus? How many of us, you know, it's because of Jesus, and I say that without any hesitation, I am who I am only by God's grace and his mercy. And I believe that this is the same for many of you as well. Lives were a mess. It was adrift. It had no purpose or no reason. But he spoke promises into us, and because of that, we stand where we stand today. Just think about this light in the darkness. Oh, he illuminated my heart that was dark. And the gospel is what is going to change this world. I've served for many years as a diplomat, and all the good works, it's the gospel. Jesus commands us in Matthew, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you even to the end of the age. We call it the Great Commandment because that's just what it is. It wasn't a suggestion. It wasn't an optional thing. When we stepped out of darkness into the marvelous light of the gospel, we stepped into responsibility of going. And this thing called Operation Christmas Child is an incredible tool that enables us to go. It's just a tool. It's like your trunk and treat. It's like the food pantry thing. It's just another tool. Behind all of that is a heart to be able to connect with people so that we could advance the gospel. In Acts 1:8, Jesus promises us, this is before his ascension, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remote parts of the earth. This is what we're about. Yesterday, I got a call from one of our volunteers in Maine, and they had assembled in a warehouse in Bangor, Maine, and they were packing some special boxes. We call them special access. And those don't go with any logo or anything like that. Just plain boxes, because we want to take those to the difficult places of this world. Places where the gospel isn't not so welcomed. And it stems from this, and even to the remotest parts of the world. Now, the mission of Operation Christmas Child is to demonstrate God's love in a tangible way to children in need all around the world. Through this project, Samaritan Purse partners with the local church worldwide to share the good news of Jesus Christ and make disciples of all nations. Now, if you're a little new to this, you might be saying, well, why shoeboxes? Well, I mentioned earlier, it's just a tool. Bob Pierce, the founder of Samaritan's Purse, said this, the gospel has to be the heart of everything we do. When we help somebody like the Samaritan did, we earn the right to be heard. We must take advantage of that right to present Jesus. The shoeboxes give us an opportunity to present Jesus to people. In Proverbs 18:16, a man's gift makes room for him, and it brings him before great men. That is what gifts do. You saw in the video that played while just before Danielle, it was the gift in that place in Benin that the head man didn't want anything to do with anybody coming with some foreign religion and God, but it was the gifts that changed his heart. And time again, are these gifts that we give that are just breaking down tremendous walls, allowing the gospel to go places where for centuries it's been forbidden, but it's that gift that opens the hearts of these folks. Now, let me share a little bit of what we were able to do last year. In 2022, globally, we were able to collect 10.6 million shoeboxes. Our goal this year is 11 million. Nationally, here in the United States, we collected 9.3 million. This year, the goal is 9.7 million. And I'm so happy that we could count on you. Yeah, that extra box is going to get us to that 9.7 million. And in our region, here in the Northeast region, we collected 371,178 shoeboxes. This year, our goal is 400,001. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you see, the one reminds us that it's all about that one child. It's all about that one child. Now, and the truth is, if you were the only person Jesus had to die to save, trust me, he would do it. You are so precious. You are so valuable. Now, we're believing God for great things. But even if all our efforts, Danielle, just amounted to just one shoebox, it's incredible what God can do with just one. I don't need to remind you about a little boy with his little fish and loaves and when he surrendered it to Jesus. So when you come and you bring your boxes, how many they are. For some, it might just be one because of where you are right now. Or maybe you got to join with somebody to put that one together. Listen, you know, it's like the widow. You just give what you God has enabled you to give. And then for others, it might be 10. For others, it might be 100. Maybe still others, it's like, you know, God has just blessed you lavishly. And you want to be generous. It might be 1,000 boxes. You alone and your family could do. I don't know. God knows. This church is part of the Suffolk area team. And last year, this area team collected 20,332 gospel opportunities. Just think about that. Incredible. Now, I've been looking at the numbers, and since 2010, this church has been a drop-off location. Now, I believe that there are individuals that have been packing shoeboxes before that. I know for sure that is the case, because this year we celebrated 30 years since this ministry got started. But since we started to keep records here from 2010, this church has collected 31,134. Yes. Listen, you have no idea the impact of your shoeboxes. Daniel talked about the muddy feet walking on streets of gold. My gosh, I'm telling you, there are going to be people there in heaven that will tell you, hey, you know what? It's that shoebox that you packed in 2023 there at Grace Gospel Church. And through that box, I heard the gospel. Not only me, it changed my entire family. It changed my entire village. And I became an evangelist. And I share the gospel through and through. Listen, these things are having eternal impact. What you put in is fun, but what comes out is eternal. This is about the gospel. Operation Christmas Child is about evangelism. It's about discipleship, and that in turn leads to multiplication. This is the heart of what we do. And so these shoeboxes are just an exceptional way for us to fulfill the Great Commission. In Mark 10:14. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. And he said to them, "Permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And we share the gospel with them. And testimony after testimony of families being transformed because a kid received the shoebox. And that changed the trajectory of that family. Lost, but now they are found. No sound? I think if you scroll down, should be a little button. All right. I wanted to, if we could pull up the photo. Okay. Now this here wasn't your nice, cute OCC video. This here was just raw footage. But you should hear the squeals and the excitement of these kids. Now, and one of the amazing things was they didn't even open the shoebox as yet. Just receiving the gift, it was just pure joy. Pure joy at just receiving the gift. And so it leads me on to the next slide. How are we stewarding the greatest gift that God has been entrusted to us? Now, it's incredible that these kids were so excited of having just received the shoebox without even beginning to open it to see what was inside. Now, here's a parallel for us. How many of us have embraced the gospel? Says, "Lord, I love you. This message of salvation is incredible." But that is where it stops. The gift is in the box. Little things that make a huge difference. And my question to you today is, what are you doing with the gift God has given to you? You see, the gospel is the greatest gift. You see, it's the gospel of Jesus. In John 3:16, "For God so loved that he gave." He gave us this gift. A gift of salvation. And I like to use a teddy bear because it's so soft. And that is what his love is like for us. It's soft and it's cushy and that is what it is. It's God's love demonstrated. He so loved that he didn't hold back on us. It's that gift that changes and transforms our lives. In 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. That's what it is. I can't begin to tell you and wrap my mind around what this salvation is all about, but it changed us from the path that we were heading down into something that is new, is fresh, and this is what we get to present to these kids all over the world. The gift of salvation. Now, it's useless for the kids. It's all great to feel excited. But if the kids didn't attempt to open that shoebox and take out that stuffed animal or take out that soccer ball or that basketball or that crayon or that pencil, they won't have a clue as to what is in there. And I'm challenging us this morning, even as we think of packing gifts for kids this year. Have I fully explored the gift that God has given to me? Am I enjoying everything that he gave to me wrapped up in the gift of salvation? Or am I just liking it from the outside? Many of us love sports. I love to watch track and field. Race after race, I just love it. The relays, the baton passes, you know, just love it. And it feels good when your team wins. But think about it. What about if you were the one on the field, and it was your win? Man, you can't begin to describe. When our teams win, we feel so fulfilled and so excited, much less when it's us. Church, I invite you not to be mere spectators to what God is doing. I want to invite you to be part of it. Whether it be the food drive, whether it be the trunk and treat, OCC, there's so many things. There must be something designed and that we could be part of. Because our lives, I'm telling you, our lives, the fullness of our lives come alive when we're in the game. Great to cheer from the stands, but we got to come down to the field. Oh, and the feeling of a win is enormous. Yes, there will be days when defeat may happen, but we're in a race and we're in a game. We know the end results, that ultimately it will be victory. In Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift from God. It is a precious gift. And what do you do with gifts? Now, I don't think that you're going to buy the nicest car and just lock it up tightly in your garage And you get up every day, you go look at it, and you know, man, you want everybody to know that God is being good to you, you know, and he has blessed you with something. Some of us are married and we wear wedding bands. It's like, you know, I just want you to know I've got the greatest gift of my life. You know, I've got this lady called Candy that I love and I'm proud of her. So kind of like, yeah, this is my gift. You know, I'm just telling you that I got a gift. We share, we want everybody to know. And this should be the same with the gospel. We should let people know that God has done something incredible in our lives. Since 1993, as a ministry, we have collected 209 million shoeboxes. It's incredible. Now, we've delivered these to 170 different countries and territories. The greatest gift booklet, which is the Gospel of John that we give to kids when we give them the shoeboxes, is translated into 97 languages. And every year, we host about 70,000 outreach events with the shoeboxes that are provided. But let's break it down to what happens every minute. 21 children hear the gospel every minute because of your generosity. 4 children accept Jesus every minute. 1 child every 15 seconds decides, hey, I'm going to follow Jesus. So since we started this service, you have probably over 240 children would have made decisions for Christ. 300 graduated from the greatest journey, and 1,260 children heard the gospel at a shoebox event. This is just in this hour since we've been here. God is using this ministry in a powerful way. Now, very quickly, I want to transition from the greatest gift. Allow kids to embark on the greatest journey. Not sure that the video would play, but this here was the greatest journey. Children in Guyana, where I'm from, the impact of this incredible journey on their lives. Since this program was started in 2009, 24.9 million children have graduated. 17.4 million kids have made decisions for Christ. So we have the greatest gift that allows us to embark on the greatest journey of our lives. And this journey begins when we unwrap this gift of salvation that God has so willingly given to us. In 2 Peter 1:3, we read, "For his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and to godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence." My friends, the greatest journey cannot be lived in our own strength, in our own power. God is the one that has to empower us to be able to live this journey. The greatest journey is where we get an opportunity for others to see what Christ is doing. We want to share the gift, and we want to bring others along with us. I know the journey today might be rough for some. Life has its setbacks, its challenges, its frustrations. There's an African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, you go alone. If you want to go long, you go with others. And we're here as a congregation because we know that God has created us for each other. That this journey that we are to embark on is not a solo thing. Trust me, God, in his wisdom and might, if our lives were to be lived alone, the God who created heaven and earth could create a galaxy for each one of us and just put us there by ourselves. He didn't do that. And so the person next to you and the person at the back of you, they're people that God has gifted us so that we could enjoy life together. Trust me, life is better together. As a church, as a congregation. It's not solo. No. And that's why I like when we give kids maybe a basketball or a soccer ball. Those are not things you could play with by yourself. You got to get a whole village involved. You got to get other people involved. Or even a baseball and a bat. Oh, I'm throwing and I'm hitting. That's no fun. This journey that God has given to us. I don't know. Where are you today? Are you kind of like just enduring, waiting for heaven or Lord to call you home? Or is this really the greatest journey in your life? I got saved when I was like about 17, when every single thing in the world was kind of like wanting to pull and pull and tug at me. And I made a decision that, Lord, I'm going to live my life and live it to the full. That this life we have in Christ has to be the best thing that could have ever happened to me. How is your journey? Are you enjoying it? Or are you just enduring it? I challenge you, this can be an incredible journey, but it happens when we find purpose and meaning in life as well. And I tell you, as I was looking, Lord, what is it that you have in store for me in this phase of life? And he led me to this ministry called Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child. My, it's a privilege, first of all. And it's given me purpose. And because of that purpose, I've just developed a passion. I want everybody to be involved. If you're a little uncertain where God wants you to serve, hey, just come on board. When you figure it out, all right, I'll release you then. But don't stay on the sidelines thinking, what if? No, this is an incredible journey. And this is what church is for. For you to enjoy the journey that God has placed you on. And every single person here is part of that journey. Paul talks about the body. And you might think, even as I stand here today and I talk and I share with you, that the most important part of my body may be my voice. Maybe. But not really. For me to stand here all of this time to talk to you, you know what I needed to have? Something you can't even see. Two big toes. Cut off my toe and I can't stand and talk to you. You could hardly see it. But that is it where sometimes with the body. The things that are unseen play a vital part. And you are part of an incredible body. And that person's journey next to you is incomplete if you're not journeying with them. And so I encourage you, be part of this incredible journey. Now, this incredible journey leads to the greatest reward. Are we living in a way that we can receive the greatest reward? In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19, Paul says, if we have hoped in Christ, if we have hope in Christ only in this life, we are of all men most to be pitied. If it's only about this thing here, then he goes on to say, we might as well eat, drink, and be merry. There is a reward. Yes, the muddy feet on those golden streets. There is a reward. Are you living in a way that would guarantee you receiving that reward? That reward, of course, is eternal life that we have. And this is part of the reason why we do what we do. As we snatch people from the darkness into the, bring them into the marvelous light of the gospel, giving them an opportunity to live the greatest journey so that they could end up with the greatest reward, eternal life. Where are you today? First of all, the question is, have you accepted the gift? Or maybe you did. Are you stuck in the journey? Or probably you had no clue that there was a reward. So maybe you're just living for yourself. Maybe for your family. Maybe you're living just for your job. Paul, at the end of his journey, was encouraging Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In Hebrews 35:10, one of my favorite verses, it admonishes us, therefore do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. Our desire through this ministry is to invite people by giving them a shoebox gift, but we want to point. This is something that they could see, but this gift points them to the eternal gift of salvation. And then we encourage them to embark on the greatest journey of their lives so that someday we can all be partakers of the greatest reward. Let us bow our heads as we close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we quiet our hearts before you today. Father, I pray that you would speak to some heart. If there's anyone here that has never accepted the greatest gift, the gift of salvation, is very simple. A, accept that you're a sinner. B, believe that Jesus Christ died to save you. C, confess your sin to God and say, Lord, I just need you. And D, decide to follow him. Father, I just pray for anyone that even now is in the process of opening their hearts. Lord, I want to lift as well those on the journey. Maybe some have had setbacks. The challenges have seemed overwhelming, and maybe they've put a pause on their journey. Father, I pray that they would be encouraged to press on. Lord, and for the rest of us, I pray that you would lift our eyes towards the great reward. Thank you for all that you have in store for us. Lord, and we commit ourselves to you today. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.